Jerry Bader Show 9:55 discussing the Foley execution video. I thought it was macabre and the slickness of its production. I did not watch the actual beheading. And also discussing the president's response yesterday, which I think there are some things for which to praise him. It was forceful, but inadequate in that it's still all empty rhetoric. We are at war with ISIS, and the world needs a leader. And it should be the president of the United States. Okay, what do you do now? How are you going to go to war with this evil? Josh in Appleton. Josh, go ahead.
Jerry, however an ideology spreads, if it's by the sword, it can only be defeated by the sword. If it's spread by an idea, it can only be defeated by an idea. Since Truman, we have not learned the lessons of von Clausewitz. It's total warfare. When you do something, you can't pinprick it. You can't do a strategic bomb. You have to go scorched earth. The only way we can defeat this enemy is by the sword and going scorched earth and destroying everything. It has to be total warfare.
Thanks a lot for the call. And what that means in this case, in my opinion, is, as someone earlier pointed out, they're not going to surrender. There's not a country we can capture. So it's going to have to be extermination. I'm told Rich in Bondiwell is retired military. Rich, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Regarding the president's response, here's what I would like to put out to you and your audience. Use the acronym DIME, D-I-M-E, as a guidepost, if you will, and diplomacy. He should be working the phones, his vice president, his secretary of state, secretary of defense, and his primary military leadership should be on the road talking to their counterparts around the world. He should be working the phone to point out to people that this is a danger to you, Russia, you, the Philippines, you, China, you, Saudi Arabia, and so forth and so on. And then information on they need to be putting out information. They need to show that the world is standing together against ISIS. Military, there can be kinetic. Obviously, we don't want to have all of our folks there. We need to have selected people there with certain skill sets on the ground. But the people on the ground needs to be a lot of other people that take a vested interest in not losing what they have. And then there's the economics. We know where their money is. We in the world need to completely tie up their money. We can use our satellite systems to chop up their communication capabilities, and we need to remove, they, unlike our military or the British and so forth, they are very centric or orientated as far as leadership. So we need to remove all of those layers of leadership. We need to identify for Europe that there's a huge number of Europeans there with visas and passports that are going to come back to Europe. We saw that during the Iraq War, the madrasas in Europe.
And I've got to cut you off there. I would just end this topic with this. There's a phrase that I've fallen out of using on this show for whatever reason. I borrowed from a friend. Sufficiently ruthless. Do you have any idea how ruthless we're going to have to be to stop these son of a bitches? Is President Obama up to that? It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.